بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Beloved, respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As today is a happy day for us, it is the lovely day of Friday. Alhamdulillah, the masajid have opened up this much, alhamdulillah. Whenever we get a ni'mat, say alhamdulillah, all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Zulqadah has started. 3 months, Shawwal, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, are the months of Hajj. Al-Hajj wa ashhurun ma'lumat, as the Quran says, for Hajj are known months. Also Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram and Rajab are from amongst the 4 months which are sanctified. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. So out of the 12, 4 are حُرُم, months of haram, sanctified, blessed. So alhamdulillah, that's very joyous and happiness. But today, or we can say yesterday, which was also today, Friday, in South Africa, the Ummah lost a very great personality. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Sheikh Muhammad Taha Karan, Rahmuhullah alayna warallahu markaduhu. Also in India, Maulana Ismail, another personality. I found out about Maulana Taha this morning before Fajr. When I went to the graveyard, I was at the graveyard and found out about another great personality, an alim who passed away. The hadith strikes. Inna Allah la yakbizu al-ilm intiza'an, walakin yakbizu al-ilm biqabzi al-ulama. It's not that Allah will lift sacred knowledge, knowledge of Quran and hadith, by pulling it away, and all of a sudden, but Allah, وَلَكِنْ يَكْبِذُ الْعِلْمِ, but Allah will uplift knowledge through lifting up the pious ulama. Ulama رَبَّانِيٌ رَاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. Maulana Mufti Taha Karansa was amongst them. Without exaggeration, we can say in the English-speaking world, There wasn't probably a alim in the Shafi'i al Maslak of that caliber. He had ajeeb. And alhamdulillah, we were fortunate. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us his suhbah 2 times when he came here in Masjid Darussalam Path to Piety program. Alhamdulillah, he came here. And we were fortunate to sit with him, benefit from him, listen to his talk. The brothers also in Sri Lanka, mashallah, he went to Sri Lanka too. And around the world, he was a person that the whole world wanted to speak. But these ulama who are dedicated in striving, they stick to their posts. Because why? Just speaking out there in public is a lot of fame in there. But he was a man of ajeeb. The students probably produce, mashallah, inshallah. We make a lot of dua. We make dua for Hazrat Maulana Taha Karan Sahib, Maulana Ismail Sahib, was another personality who was only 35 years old. Only 35 years old in India. And you know what? The leader of the ulama will be, guess who? Hazrat Mu'az ibn Jabal. How did Hazrat Mu'az ibn Jabal pass away? Does anybody know? Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How did he pass away? Did he not pass away in the plague? And did he not become a shaheed in there? Wasn't he from amongst those sahaba who asked for it? Asked for shahadat? Ta'un min shahada. Ta'un plague, pandemic is from shahada. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all types of sickness is a shahada. Because we are the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are so fortunate, so fortunate. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba, that who do you think to be a shaheed? And then he said, no, then you're making shaheed very limited in my ummah. No, no, no. But this is a shaheed. This is a shaheed. A person, gharq, a person who drowns is a shaheed. In Darul Umbari, we had a student from New Zealand, and they used to go out to Kassi, a place where they used to go swimming on Sundays and that. And he became shaheed. And the fireman that went to go save him, he became, well, he Allah took him too. One of our cousins in South Africa, he graduated from Al Qasim, he became a shaheed in drowning. Some people, a person who gets burnt, death, shaheed. A person, cancer, or any type of sickness, sickness of the stomach, any type of sickness, shaheed. There are over 70, 80 categories of shaheed. And you know what? We can be a shaheed too in our men. And there are certain things you read, and a person dies, he becomes a shaheed. Some a'mals that you do, and you become a shaheed. But Hazrat Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala will be from amongst those, he will be the leader of the ulama. Imagine Maulana Yusuf Tutla was one of the first ones in South Africa. Khalifa Majaz of Qutb al-Aktab, the Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya, Nawarallahu Kala. One of the last Ramadans of Qutb al-Aktab, the Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya, Nawarallahu Kala. When he was living in Medina, because he intended to die in Medina. And when a person wants something and he's got connection with Allah, everything is his. Man kana lillah kana Allahu lahu. A person who's for Allah, everything is for him. So it's not that I will get a iqama in Makkah or Medina and I'll stay in Medina. Or I will go to Hajj Umrah. I know with my first Hajj Safar how Allah took me to Hajj. Only Allah took me to Hajj. Financially, in all respect, even the last day when I went in London, I was in England, and my mom and my young sister and my father said, especially my young sister and my mom, okay, we want you to be in Hajj with us, and me from England, and how I got the visa to everything, because when Allah takes you, Allah takes you. The whole world can try to stop you, but so Hazrat Qutb al-Aktab was living in Medina, and his last Ramadan was spent in South Africa, in Stanger Masjid, in this. Maulana Yusuf Tutla was one. And he, at the beginning of this pandemic, became shaheed. Many, many are becoming from amongst the shuhada in this, whatever we can call it or whatever we can say. Allah protect everybody. Allah keep everybody with afiyah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allah, we ask for afwa and afiyah, forgiveness and afiyah in dunya and akhirah, Allah. We're weak. Nobody say, oh, I want to become shaheed. We don't have that. We don't have that iman like the sahaba. And don't even think about it. That I want this to become shaheed. Yes, Allah, if you do put us in any test, give us sabr. Give us sabr. But Allah, we do not ask for any test or any sickness. Because some people in sicknesses, what can they say? What can they feel? What objections can they bring up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? On some people's death, what objections do? On the halats of the ummah, what objections? And day by day, objections upon Allah, objection upon taqdeer. This is, what is it? This is not amantu. It's the opposite of iman. Amantu billahi wa malaikati wa kutubi wa rasulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadr khayrihi wa shirrihi min Allah ta'ala. Taqdeer, good or bad, all is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the deen. So whatever the halat, the situation, whatever the ummah is going through, so a person, he never asks, we should never ever ask, always ask for afiyah. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَكِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ الْعَفْوَ وَالْعَافِيَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Always ask for afiyah. But if Allah ever you put us into any test, Allah give us sabr. Give us sabr. So make dua for all the deceased of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At large, make dua for all the makhluk, all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the creation of Allah. Halat right now for us, alhamdulillah, at all times, is always easy for us. We living in Canada. Inni Allah, give the best. Inni Allah, give guidance to all our brothers and sisters in humanity towards the right. and keep good rulers over us. Allah give our country the best. Allah good, always make good decisions for our country. And Allah enable us to strive for our lovely country, Canada. Really, we're very fortunate. And we have such a lovely country, such a lovely government, such lovely benefits, everything so lovely for us. But don't always look at lovely at the dunya. Also think of your akhirat. Not also, that's number one, and that's a priority. But even in respect of our akhirat, living in this country, do we have any restrictions that we cannot pray salat, we cannot pray Quran? No. There were places, there were times where people couldn't to hide the Quran. But alhamdulillah, we never experienced such things. What did our brothers and sisters go through in Sri Lanka at the time when it was that, if anybody's proven that he died in this pandemic, burn. Allahu Akbar. So what were the, if this al-mu'minun karajulin wahid, believers are like one individual. If his eyes hurt, his whole body hurts. If his head hurts, his whole body hurts. In ishtaka rasu ishtaka kulluhu. That his whole body hurts. So one part, so if somebody in Sri Lanka is aching, if somebody in Palestine is aching, if somebody's house is bombarded and they have no shelter, then the whole Muslim ummah should be feeling it. And this is why sometimes, even in this heat, Mondays and Thursday fasting, it's long fast, the longest fast. But sometimes a person does fast, because fasting is one thing that sympathizes. And then he makes dua at the times when duas are accepted, iftari time, tahajjud time, and he feels that 7-8 o'clock, the thirst, and he feels those children running around in the ummah who can't have even a glass of nice clean water. They can't even find one piece of rice. He feels it, and he thinks of them, and then he sheds some tears, and he says, Allah, bring good state, good halat upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Dear friends, I want to share with you one thing, but this is of Hazrat Maulana Mufti Karan Sahib, Nawarallahu Al-Qadu. His father, Maulana Yusuf Karan, was a very great personality too. Very great personality. Who translated Hazrat Qutub Al-Aktab Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Nawarallahu Al-Qadu Fadail books. And Fadail Salawat Durood Sharif that we read every Thursday, the Ta'lim, since years and years. That's his father's translation, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Karan. These ajeeb, but one thing that Hazrat Maulana done, and I want to share it with you because he makes us a witness. It's in Arabic, and my friend, I put it up as soon as I received it, subhanallah, I put it up on our Jishti group, and my friend Amir, straight away I told him, translate it. It's so beautiful. This is a translation of one of the things that Hazrat Maulana, see what it is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his family member to give them zakat, it's not permissible. They're not any, sorry, to, for, yeah, for them to take zakat is not permissible. It's not halal for them. You know what zakat is? What does zakat mean? It's purification. You know what zakat is? And if you give ulama zakat too, you're a fool. Just let you know that. If you give ulama zakat, you're a fool too. What is zakat? You know what zakat is? Ulama to meeting, like if you say to me, well, I'm not even in need, alhamdulillah, I'm probably more richer than all of you. But the issue is that if you said to somebody this, zakat meaning that if you give alim zakat, I have right now, probably in our zakat account, we'll have 10, I don't know, we had about 60,000 and it's distributed. That's our zakat account. And I don't take anything, like Hafiz Arif takes care of it. But if you give me to distribute, that's different. But if you give me as, you know, zakat that, oh, you're poor, zakat, you know what zakat is? Dirt. And what does zakat mean? Purification. You're taking out dirt, your wealth becomes pure. Your wealth becomes pure by taking out this dirt. 2.5% of this dirt that you have, you're taking it. Can you give Sadat this? Can you give Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's children this? May the earth swallow us if anybody was to think like this. So what had happened, fatawas came like that. Fatawas did come like that about the zakat for Sadat. And my friend Sayyid Asif Qadri, when he was in India in Konkan, in the village, he himself is a Sayyid. When he went to India, I said, get your your family tree, and I have it right there on my bench at the back. I can show you from him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family. Because our ustaz, Hazrat Mufti Shabbir Sahib, he said, I only accept if you have your nasab. If you're a Sayyid, you should have your nasab, otherwise no exception. And many, many ulamas do that too, because if you like the way you have a isnad of narration. So I told him to bring it when my shaykh came, and then I was in Zambia, I told him, show my shaykh. My shaykh was so pleased with it. And he has this. So when he was in, and there was a hurricane and something and disaster, all of a sudden in the phone call, I was coming back from the grave. This was about a year, 2 years ago. And then he mentioned that how, you know, some ulama of zakat. Hey, I said, zakat for Sadat? I said, if 100,000 I will get right now if we need to make the whole village, but not one penny of zakat will any Sayyid get that I know. No way. I go, you Sayyid, you Sadat people, you descendant, you children of Rasulullah can take that and give it to people who are deserving, who are not Sayyid. But no one will give you zakat that you use that zakat. Alhamdulillah. And when I read this today, yesterday, Allahu Akbar, this is Sheikh Taha Khan, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As for myself, then I say, it will be a tremendous shame for an ummah to leave the family and the progeny of their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to subsist on wealth from zakat. Yes, Abu Sayyid Istikhari issued a specific fatwa permitting that, contrary to the default stance of the entire school of thought, meaning the Shafi'i and the others' school of thought too. Both Muhammad bin Yahya, the student of Al-Ghazali as well, Imam Ghazali was a Shafi'i too, as well, and Fakhruddin Razi likewise followed the same view. Thereafter, the late generation of scholars upheld and followed their fatwa. Remember, Allah enlightened the graves of these scholars. They're great people. Right? We have nothing to point. This is a scholar speaking. That maybe that was their stance, and they had some stance, and they had some hikmat, or some reason for it. As for me, I will not leave off the default stance of the school of thought regarding this issue, and I do not acknowledge any legitimate need to stretch matters so as to give such a fatwa. Rather, if anything, I see their need as an opportunity to honor the prophetic progeny by gifting them with wealth, thereby protecting their honor from the unbefitting lowliness of consuming the wealth of zakat. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was here. Who and me and you and which one will not spend on him? Come on, tell me. Would we not spend on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam if he came right now into this gathering? Our whole house would sacrifice everything. Yes, inshallah. And if we don't, and we can't, or we don't have that enthusiasm, we don't have that, our iman is in question. So he is saying this. Then, rather, after fulfilling the obligation here, rather, if anything, I see, as for me, I will not leave off the default stance of the school of thought regarding the issue, and I do not acknowledge any legitimate need to stretch matters so as to give such a fatwa. Rather, if anything, I see their need as an opportunity to honor the prophetic progeny by gifting them with wealth, thereby protecting their honor from the unbefitting lowliness of consuming the wealth of zakat. After fulfilling the obligation of zakat, has Allah not left us with 97.5% of our wealth? In that huge percentage, can we not find enough wealth to take care of Ahl Bayt, through whom Allah has guided us and saved us from the hellfire? Did their honorable forefathers, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa barak wa sallam, tasliman kathiran kathira, not say, be careful of how you treat them after me? Did he, the most beloved, not advise us with his saying in Sahih Muslim, I am leaving amongst you two weighty things. The first is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In it is guidance and light. So hold firmly to the book of Allah and adhere to it. He further motivated and urged us regarding the book of Allah, and then said, and my family, I remind you, I caution you of Allah with regards to my family and your duty towards them. It is a shame for an ummah to prefer for themselves the better portion of their own wealth, wealth that Allah has entrusted them with as a responsibility to take care of. Thereafter, the only thing they are pleased to give to the progeny of their own Prophet ﷺ is a meager allotment of their impure wealth, dirt? No way, absolutely not, by Allah, no. We will never issue a fatwa that opens up the door of humiliation for Ahlul Bayt. Rather, we of our wealth and our very souls up until the end are all to be ransomed for them, for Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his family. Yes, O Allah, I have not conveyed? He's saying, O Allah, have I not conveyed? Mawlana Quran is saying this. Then it says, Taha Quran, memorize the and preserve this fatwa for me and testify for me regarding it on the day of judgment in the presence of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I just said that so we testify for him. And even when my friend, I didn't know anything about this. This was a year or 2 years ago, or it was last year. Last year at this time, I was coming back from the graveyard and he was telling me when there was a disaster in his village in Kokan, and he said about a fatwa concerning giving Sa'dad Zakat. I said, what? The earth was going to swallow me. I said, what? I said, no way. I said, I will raise 100, 200. I will raise 1 million if we need 1 million. In a 1 month time, I will raise 1 million if you want. If the ummah, we are living and we are going to give them zakat, what is this? Where has the ummah gone to? If this is the case. You need the issue that, you know, it's dirt you're giving, dirt to the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the way he said it. When I read this morning, I was so, Allahu Akbar, shaken. And I shared it with other people, my brother-in-law, this is something very touching. And I said, Subhanallah, it's 1 year ago, exactly same thing. And Alhamdulillah, that time we collected thousands and we sent it to Kalkan. And I said, no. And then I sent zakat. I said, you Sadat people distribute this zakat to people who need. Not one Sayyid should have any penny of zakat. No way. Descendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is muhabbat tujhe adabi muhabbat siklayi. This is a foundation. This is a farz, a compulsory act upon each individual, is that we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything, and that makes us love his family, all his sahaba kiram, right up to there. If there's anything besides that, we're on a different way. Allah subhanahu wa taala protect them. Allah bring good decisions down. But this, he says, make this an evidence. And I have great hope that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and maybe there will be great dreams that Maulana Ismail, and then there were some dreams of, you know, this concerning this hadith too that I mentioned. Ulama are going to go, nobody's going to replace them. Beloved friends, the qadru ni'mat ba'd al-zawal. Appreciation of a ni'mat is after Allah takes it away. So if we have this lovely masjid, Allah protect this masjid. If Allah takes it away, then we'll understand the value of it. Everywhere. You have your parents, appreciate them. You have whatever good, appreciate it. Allah, when takes it away, we'll all be crying. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always bring good decisions down for the ummah. Allah, Allah open the doors for us to go to Makkah and Medina. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Inshallah, we could do a collection too. Everybody's requested, spend generously for the masjid. Allah give you all barakat al jazakumullah khair. Even in this lockdown, people are spending, and mashallah, brothers and sisters are also giving, alhamdulillah. The more we give, the more Allah is going to give us, inshallah. Jazakumullah, barakallah.